Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. Are you enjoying the holiday weekend? Are you doing anything to continue celebrating Valentine's Day or Chinese New Year's this weekend?
Well, I think I am going to relax. It was a busy week.
Oh, it definitely was. But it was a fun week too. We had some great lessons here on our show. We talked about the holidays, of course. We also had an interesting lesson on body language.
Oh, and don't forget about our lesson about fix it or buy it new.
Right. I hope James goes out and buys some new shoes this weekend. I can't believe he was wearing shoes with big holes in them.
Especially in the rain.
Oh, and I wonder if Susie got her bike fixed. I hope so. I know she likes to bike on the weekends.
Yeah, but she needed a lot of things fixed on her bike. The brakes are bad, and it needs a new chain. Oh, and new tires.
Wow, that is a lot of work. But still, I'm sure a bike shop will help her. I think it's great that she wants to fix the bike instead of throwing it away and just buying a new one.
Well, friends, I think it's great that you want to study English on Saturday. You are really great students. So we can watch these lessons together, and we'll even talk to you, and we'll ask some questions about them later.
That's right. Pay attention. Here we go. Hi, Susie.
You're all wet.
I am. It's raining today, but I ride my bike to work rain or shine.
Good for you.
But I can't ride my bike tomorrow.
Why not? Is something wrong with it?
Yes, my bike's brakes are bad. I have to fix them tomorrow.
What are you doing, James?
I'm changing my socks. My feet are wet.
I'm not surprised. It's raining hard today.
And my shoes have holes in them.
Oh no! Of course your feet are wet.
Yes, so I'm changing my socks.
And you need new shoes.
No, I can't fix these.
I'll take my bicycle to a bike shop tomorrow.
Will fixing your brakes be expensive?
I don't know. The shop can fix the brakes, but my bike is old.
So it needs other repairs?
Yes, it needs a new chain and maybe new tires.
Why don't you get a new bike?
I don't need one. This bike is fine.
James, may I see your shoes?
Sure, take a look.
Your shoes do have big holes in them. You should get a new pair.
I like these. They're comfortable. A shoe repair shop can fix them.
Maybe they can, but that may cost a lot. And they're so worn.
Maybe you're right. I should just get a new pair.
Hi, Tina. You look happy.
I am happy, Taylor. It's Valentine's Day.
I know. I sent Valentine's Day cards to some of my friends.
I did too. And look, my husband sent me some roses.
Those are beautiful. Did he send you chocolates too?
No, but I bought some for him.
Well, maybe he'll share.
I see some lovely flowers on your desk, too.
Yes, I got them this morning.
Who are they from?
I don't know, but
there was a card with a heart in the flowers.
What did it say?
Roses are red, violets are blue, flowers are nice, and so are you.
Aw, that's so sweet.
But who sent them?
Hi, Alex. What are you doing?
I'm sending texts. I'm wishing my friends and family a happy Chinese New Year.
I'm interested in Chinese New Year. How do you celebrate this holiday?
Well, Chinese families gather on Chinese New Year's Eve. We have a big feast.
What do you eat?
There are many dishes, but one is always fish.
Why is that?
The Chinese word for fish is 鱼. It sounds like the word for extra.
So why is that important?
We wish for everyone to have more than enough.
Interesting. Is Chinese New Year on the same date every year?
No, but it's always in January or February. The exact date is decided by the lunar calendar.
We use words to communicate, but we often say more without words. We say many things with body language. Our faces and body movements both show body language. Our body language tells a lot about us. It shows when we are angry, or happy, or surprised. When we are face to face, about 80% of our message is communicated with body language. Most of our body language is natural, and we don't think about it. If we are happy, we smile. If we are surprised, our eyebrows go up. But some body language is not easy to understand, or we are not sure about its meaning. Body language isn't used the same way in different countries and cultures. A thumbs up can be good in one country, but bad in another. Some people are good at understanding body language. It is hard for other people, but we should learn about it. Then we can understand people's thoughts and feelings. If someone's body language says they're upset, we can comfort them. Our own body language can help us to communicate better too. When we talk to someone, we can look at him or her. This shows care, and the person feels important.
Okay, friends, this is the part where we ask you some questions about the lessons this week.
And yes, we're not teachers, but this isn't school, so you won't get a score. So mistakes are okay.
I think of it as a game. I want to see how many answers I can get right.
Then I challenge you to a keyword review game, Pauline.
Ooh, great. You're on.
Okay, well, here's your first challenge. Name two keywords from our Fix It or Buy It show.
Can you give me any hints?
Okay, well, James's shoes have holes in them, and it was raining. So now he has what?
A cold, probably.
Okay, good point, but that wasn't the keyword.
Okay, I know. He has wet socks.
Yes, that's the worst. I hate it. And those are two key words. Wet is the opposite of dry, and socks are the clothes we wear on our feet. So we wear shoes over our socks. Shoes are also a key word this week. Did you know that?
I did. Very nice. Friends, do you remember other words we learned in that lesson?
Well, let's go on to our holiday lesson now. And here's the new challenge. I'll say a sentence with a word missing. You need to guess what the key word is missing.
Okay, I like it. I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. Tina got from her husband for Valentine's Day.
Tina got flowers. She got flowers from her husband.
Yes, but can you be more specific? Flowers aren't the key word this week.
Oh, right. Roses.
There you go. Right. Okay, here's another. Many people eat on Chinese New Year.
They eat a feast.
Oh, actually, yes, they do. They have a really big meal on Chinese New Year. We call that a feast. And that is a key word. But I was thinking of a different word. Can you guess it?
Oh, many people eat fish. They eat fish, right, on Chinese New Year?
That's right. Hey, Pauline, you did a pretty good job. Well, how about you, friends? Did you remember some of those words? I hope so. If not, that's okay. That's why we are reviewing together.
We still have lots more to review, but it's time for a short break, friends. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back from the break, friends. Hey, Peter, we forgot to review our great lesson on speaking without words.
Oh, well, yeah, but how are we going to review without words?
Very funny. Oh, but hey, that gives me an idea. Without using words, I'll help you guess some keywords, okay?
Great. Let's do it.
Okay.
You're washing your face. A shorter word, okay, a shorter, just one word. Oh, okay, face. Okay, second word. Happy, no, that's not a key word. Smile is a key word today. Okay, number three, I'm ready. Happy, no, sad, angry, what? What are you doing? You're upset, you're confused. I'm confused. Pauline, I don't know exactly what you're feeling. Oh, I said it. What did I say? Oh, feeling. Feeling is a key word.
Yes. Oh, wow. That was really hard, but kind of fun, too. Well, now, friends, we get to watch our fun features from this week. Whew. Let's watch together.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. I'm not very happy today. That's because I dropped my phone and the screen broke. Now I either have to fix it or get a new one. What do you think I should do?
People break things all the time. Either that or their things stop working. Then they have a choice. They can fix them or just buy new ones. How do you decide? Maybe you break your cell phone screen. It is probably better to just get the screen replaced. That will cost you less money. But if your phone is several years old, buying a new one might make sense. For other electronics, like laptops and computers, you should think about a few things before you decide. First, think about the cost. If the cost to fix your computer is 50% or more of the cost of a new one, buy new. Ask some repair people about the cost to fix your computer. Then you can compare the cost with the cost to buy a new one. Also, think about the age of your computer. If your computer is 5 or 6 years old, maybe you should consider buying a new one, since new ones are so much faster. Also, it is more difficult to find parts for old electronics. So when something breaks, get some information. Then you can decide if you should fix your device or buy a new one.
I think I can get a new screen for my smartphone. That will be cheaper than buying a new phone. Also, this phone is only 2 years old. I can use it for several more years. I don't want to spend money on something I don't really need. So, I'm going to go and get my phone fixed. See you next time on Jack's File.
The flowers of springtime and all the birds that sing. New life, new hope is coming. Thank God for the promise of spring. Spring is in the air, you feel it everywhere. It's a time when you see how beautiful this world can be. Thank God for the promise of spring. Thank God for the flowers of springtime. New life, new hope is coming. Thank God for the promise of spring. Spring is in the air, you feel it everywhere. It's a time when you can see how beautiful this world can be. Promise of spring. Thank God for the promise of spring.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about Chinese New Year, and here to answer our question is, well, me. Hi, Rob. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the show. It's great to be here. Rob, we have a question here from Connie Kang of Yilan, Taiwan. Connie writes, I have some friends from America coming to my house to celebrate Chinese New Year. Can you teach me how to explain the special Chinese New Year dishes to my friends? Great question, Connie. I would love to. Well, first, let's start with fish. Sure, most families eat fish during Chinese New Year. Why? Because the Chinese word for fish, yu, sounds like the word for extra, yu. So Chinese people eat fish during Chinese New Year because we want to always have more than enough or extra in the New Year. That's right. During Chinese New Year, we also eat noodles. Noodles are delicious. Noodles are long and they symbolize long life. When we serve noodles, we want to bless the people that eat them with a long and happy life. That's nice. Oh, and we also eat dumplings during Chinese New Year. Dumplings are shaped like Chinese silver ingots, yuanbao. Silver ingots were the money in ancient China. When we serve dumplings, we want our guests to make a lot of money in the new year. That's true. Now, what else do we eat? Oh, right, niangao.
Nian gao is sticky rice cake. We eat nian gao because the words nian gao sound like year high. We hope our family and friends can have a better year this year than last year. That everything gets higher and higher and better and better. That's so interesting. There are a lot of great traditions during Chinese New Year. Try telling someone about some of them in English. Thanks for your help today, Rob. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Hey, little Frankie. Give me your money.
No, Horton. I will not give you my money.
Hey, let me tell you something, Frankie. Some kids are weak. It's my job to remind them of how weak they are.
I heard that!
Oh, someone's coming! I'll come find you later.
I am Super Sentence Man, and someone just used a super sentence. Was it you?
No, sir.
Someone said some kids are weak. Who said that?
Oh, that was Horton. He's a bully. But he's gone for now.
Well, he said a super sentence. The super sentence is some people or things are something else.
Well, I can tell you some people are mean.
Some people are mean. You're right.
Some people are not nice, like Horton.
Some people are not nice. That was a super sentence. And you're right. Some people are not nice. Some people are mean. Some people are bullies. But you know what?
What?
Some kids are afraid.
Some kids are afraid.
Some kids are lonely.
Some kids are lonely. It's true. I'm afraid and lonely.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Horton, the bully.
Really?
Yes, they are afraid and lonely, and so they treat others poorly.
Oh, he comes. Hmm? But he's crying.
Everyone on Facebook hates me. John said I'm ugly. Tiffany doesn't like my video. I have no friends.
He shouldn't have any friends.
Is that really true?
Hey, Horton.
Huh?
You know, some people are mean. Some people are not nice. But we can be kind to them.
A super sentence. A super sentence every day will make your English great. And it might help you make friends, too.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show. Reviewing is really important for learning, so thanks for doing that with us.
Learning a new language is difficult. We understand. But hopefully this is a fun way to learn and practice. And we want you to know that we think you're doing a great job.
Now go enjoy the weekend, but don't forget to join us again on Monday for a whole new week of shows right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.